early in the morning, before the light of the sun lightens the eastern sky, the women who followed Jesus get up to go to his tomb. They have waited and watched through the Sabbath and the darkness of the night. They do not expect anything great. Their Lord and friend has been taken away. They themselves have watched him go into the darkness of death, have seen him die on a Roman cross. The one who saw them as human beings and loved them so deeply. The women are expecting to encounter only death. They have prepared the burial spices to embalm the body of Jesus, according to Jewish custom. They don't expect light or life, only grief and mourning, and a final loving act to honor the man who had called them to follow him. They're not here to make up some great story that will change history, only to show honor to a friend. And yet, the stone is rolled away. And yet, as the early morning light shines into the darkness of the tomb, they enter and see that darkness and death have not tied Jesus down. And despite their expectations, his grave clothes are lying empty on the stone slab where his body lay. And in the gloom of the burial cave, suddenly two angels in shining clothing appear to them with words of light and life. "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Remember what he told you while he was still in Galilee?" And as the light of the sun bursts forth over the horizon, the light of life comes to the hearts of the women, the first ones to know that Jesus is alive. They remember Jesus' words. Their hearts are suddenly aflame. As they run to tell the best good news the world has ever heard, they meet Jesus himself, as Matthew's gospel tells us. And light and hope, both metaphorical and physical, burst upon them and upon the whole world. For God the Son, the author of life, has walked through the valley of the shadow of death and has emerged alive. God the Son, the creator of light and the one called the light of the world, has entered into the darkness of the tomb and has now emerged victorious. The cosmos, which fractured and quaked and went dark when Jesus was dying, now shakes with joy and radiates with light. For Jesus is the firstborn from the dead, a glimpse of the whole world's resurrection future. Jesus, who bore the sin of the world on the cross and who felt the abandonment of God, has been vindicated and raised to life. The weight of the world's sin was not enough to hold him in the tomb. The sin of the world has died with Jesus and been left, along with the wrappings of death, in the tomb. Jesus is alive, and you will live with him. All the darkness in all its forms has been transformed and banished and overcome by the light of Christ. The darkness of grief and loss is overcome with hope of the resurrection of the dead. The darkness of fear gives way to joy. The darkness of suffering is transformed because Jesus meets us and walks with us through the valley of the shadow of death and will bring us into the light of life. The darkness of shame and guilt is overcome, for the risen one has brought forgiveness and grace to all who will receive it. Like the women who went to the tomb on the first Easter morning, the truth that Christ is risen means there is no darkness so total that the light of Jesus cannot penetrate it. They went expecting nothing but death and grief, and the risen Jesus met them and changed their lives and the whole world. Jesus lives, and you will live with him. Jesus forgives, and your sins are forgiven. Jesus embraces, and you can know that you are never alone. Christ is risen, and death is annihilated. Christ is risen, and the evil ones are cast down. Christ is risen, and the angels rejoice. Christ is risen, and life is liberated. On this day of light, may the light of Christ shining in glory banish the darkness of our hearts and minds. For Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Let's say it together. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen.